And joining me now in the KRVS studios, I'm really happy to say, all from the UL College of Nursing, Dr. Mary Nyheisel, who is a professor in the nursing department, Nursing College of Nursing, Dr. Cynthia Watson, an assistant professor in the program, as well as chairperson of this wonderful year we're going to be talking about, which is the year of the nurse and the midwife, and UL nursing student Jaden Romero, who's a sophomore in the nursing program, already proudly wearing his wonderful white coat there. You're here to, we're going to talk about the nursing program at the university and also the year of the nurse and the midwife, as well as the 200th anniversary birthday of Florence Nightingale, who is, if anybody knows a famous nurse, that's going to be the person they know, or Clara Barton, I guess. She kind of comes in there too. And then we're going to look ahead a bit to the 70th anniversary of the UL nursing program, 70 years next year in 2021. So let's start off talking about this year of the nurse. I mean, it must mean a lot to you all. You are chairperson, Dr. Watson, of the effort for Year of the Nurse. Tell us just a bit about why you all thought this was important to celebrate.
Well, the Year of the Nurse actually was something that was proclaimed by the World Health Organization, and they did it because this year will be the 200th birthday of Florence Nightingale. And they want to highlight the contributions of nurses to the health of people in their own communities and also worldwide. So we want to involve our students, our faculty, and our alumni in a celebration of nursing and midwifery, and sort of educate the community and involve the community in how much nurses do for the health of the people here in Lafayette and South Louisiana and across the world.
So very important year to you all. And it's also important because the College of Nursing here at UL Lafayette, obviously we mentioned, has been going on for 70 years. It is a program that is known all over the country, and you all attract incredible students to this program. So if you will, just talk a bit about, and Dr. Nyheisel, you have been with the program for many years. This is an important program, and it has such a powerful impact because of the professors in the department, obviously the students you attract, but there's been a lot of vision and a lot of attention to quality and details in this program. So maybe you can address that, Dr. Nyheisel, just what you've observed over your time here at the university.
Yes, I've been here for almost 54 years. And the changes have been remarkable. But when I started in the College of Nursing in 1966, the program was the baccalaureate program. And nurses didn't really think about much beyond the baccalaureate in those years. And that was one of the reasons why a lot of people did not go into nursing, because they thought it was kind of an end degree, was a baccalaureate. And in the last 60 years, so much has changed for nurses, for people who want to go into nursing, and the progress is just remarkable. And in our own college, we have gone from the baccalaureate program to the master's program to the doctorate program. We're very proud of those programs and how they've developed, and they're also well-respected and well-attended. We have a good enrollment in each one of those programs. We also have the RN to BSN program, which the RN with an associate degree can do an online program and gain her baccalaureate program. And then she can also progress on to the master's and the doctoral program. The nurse practitioner program was countrywide, was very, very popular, and we certainly wanted to introduce that into our curriculum, which we did in the 1990s. We also have a great attendance for that program.
Well, you all have a lot to be proud of in the nursing program, and I'm sure that's one of the reasons that you attract quality students in all of those different programs that you've mentioned. So before we talk with one of the students in the program, Dr. Watson, tell us about why you started working at UL and perhaps some of the changes you've seen. You've not been here as long as Dr. Neuheisel, but what are you most proud of about this program at the university?
Well, I've been here 8 years, and I got my master's degree here as a family nurse practitioner. Dr. Neuheisel was actually one of my instructors in that program. And after working for many years as a nurse practitioner, I decided that I liked education, and I decided to come here to UL. And one of the things that I've seen that really has been a huge development in our program is our simulation lab. We have simulators, or mannequins, as some people call them, that can give our students a very, very realistic experience of what it might be to take care of a patient with different conditions. So in the course that I teach, which is the first semester juniors, we just purchased 10 very, very high-tech simulators that are really, really enhancing their education and preparation for nursing.
How wonderful. And so you are a wonderful example of this progression of programs that Dr. Neuheisel was talking about.
Yes.
And a great credit to their vision so many years ago. So we do have a younger student in the program here, Jaden Romero. He's a sophomore, just starting off really with your clinical work,
yes,
I think.
Ma'am.
Y'all are pretty much in the classroom your first year, I think, as freshmen. Or
yeah, we're in the classroom for a majority of it, but we also have a lot of lab experience, and in a couple weeks, actually, we're going to end up in the hospital. So they're throwing us right into it. You know, they teach us and then throw us in there.
All right. Okay, that sounds dramatic.
Yeah, we don't literally throw, but
yes.
it's not a throw.
So
just a nudge.
What drew you to the nursing program here at UL Lafayette?
So I think the bigger part of it is, when I was considering what to major in, you know, like, this is a big deal, what I'm going to do for the rest of my life, I'm the first male in my family to actually pursue a college degree. So obviously I wanted to go somewhere special. You know, I want to be somewhere that is going to teach me how to be successful and that is going to set me up for success. I don't want to just be a average nurse. I want to be a great nurse, and I want to do what I do to the best of my ability, right? And so, I mean, obviously it's well known that UL is one of the best programs, and it's my local college. I live 30 minutes away, so it really just made sense for me to go here. And I know I was nervous at first about the program, and there's, you know, stories of how hard it is and this and that, but something that I've really learned is that more than teaching you how to be a nurse, they teach you that hard work pays off. And not just anyone's going to get through this program. You do have to work for it. You do have to study. But if you put in the work, you will get the results. And one thing that I've seen just in my 2 years of being here is the relationships that the professors have with the students. And I know just with, like, Dr. Neuheisel, we've started to form a good relationship, and I've only known her for a few weeks. But I think that is what contributes a lot to the success of this program is the personal relationship that the professors have with the students and how they push us to be the best version of ourselves. They're not just going to let us, you know, be the average nurse. They make us into great nurses. And I think actually when the people that graduate here take the NCLEX exam, it's in the high 90s for the pass rate, you know. So you're prepared when you get out of this program, and that's something that I wanted, was to make sure without a shadow of a doubt that I was prepared to care for somebody and maybe even save a life.
That's a wonderful goal.
Yes, absolutely.
So do you find in this program, too, not only is it just training you very practically, but giving you a sense of the possibilities you have in this career of nursing, that there are so many ways that you can use this degree?
Oh yeah, for sure. Because, you know, before, a lot of people think, oh, you become a nurse and you're a nurse. But
they might think just hospital.
Just hospital. But there's so many, like, it's crazy how many possibilities there are. it just blows your mind. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know that before entering the program, how diverse, like how many things you can do, from working in a doctor's office to, you know, being in orthopedics or pediatrics. Like, there's just so many different things you can do with it. So it's not that you're becoming a nurse and then, well, this is it. You can really pick it, like, what exactly you like to do. If you like this, then you can be that type of nurse. If you like this, you can be that type of nurse. And that's something that I've also learned in this program, is that it's not just like you're a nurse. There's so many different things you can do. The possibilities are really endless. And the great thing about it is that you can start in one place and you can actually, you know, if you get tired of that, just switch over. You know, and that's such a great thing. And I would definitely encourage people to pursue it for that reason, you know, because a lot of people, you know, you can get tired of going to work and doing the same thing every day. But with nursing, it's always different. It's always changing. And that is definitely something that I've also learned in the 2 years I've been in this program.
Right. And I think a lot of people want to stay in our community, stay in Lafayette, South Louisiana. But it offers you possibilities for travel and working in other places. There's great flexibility in that work.
Oh, yeah. And great food. You know, I mean, everybody wants to just stay here and get the food, you know? Like,
come on. It's true. If you're listening and finding yourself interested, my guests are in the College of Nursing here at UL Lafayette, Dr. Mary Neuheisel, who's been here 54 years, as you heard her say, seen many, many changes. Dr. Cynthia Watson, who started off as, you know, just going through this program, but then became a nurse practitioner and then decided she wanted to go for her PhD. And now she's teaching students like Jaden as well. And then Jaden Romero, who is a sophomore in the program. Here to talk about not just the College of Nursing at UL, but the Year of the Nurse and the Midwife, which was declared by the World Health Organization, as you mentioned, celebrating the 200th birthday of Florence Nightingale. So tell us just a bit about Florence Nightingale. You know, maybe people read about them when they were in elementary, read about Florence Nightingale briefly, but why is her impact so large? Why do we continue to use her name, Dr. Watson?
Florence Nightingale she's my hero in nursing, but she was actually the first nurse to do research and apply evidence to nursing practice to improve patient outcomes. And that is what we do today. So we aren't satisfied with the status quo. We're always doing research. We're always looking for better ways to improve the outcomes for our patients. So Florence Nightingale started that with sanitation with soldiers in the Crimean War. And she discovered that if she could improve sanitary practices, she could also prevent a lot of deaths. She took that then into the public arena in Great Britain, sponsored legislation to improve sanitation in the cities, and that increased their life expectancy by a lot of years. And so she set the stage for the nurse as a profession rather than just as an occupation. And she held everyone accountable. She took no excuses for anything. And she expected nurses to be at the very top of the profession and provide the absolute best care they could all the time to their patients. So that's who we model ourselves after.
Right. And you get the sense that she was meticulous and required that all of her nurses mm-hmm. be meticulous, too, about the way they did things and so that the care was consistent wherever they
yes.
were working.
Yeah, she actually established a School of Nursing mm-hmm. in London, and a lot of other schools of nursing then were modeled after the Nightingale School of Nursing. And I feel like a lot of what we do is would make Florence Nightingale very happy.
Yes. Yes. Florence Nightingale, as Dr. Watson mentioned, was very much on sanitation, which is a lot of hand washing. And mm-hmm. Tell us, what's your first skill you learned?
Is that one of the first things they teach you?
The skill we learned was hand washing, yes.
We think yeah. we all know how to
and
do that.
I passed it.
Good. Can you tell us the best way to, like, should everybody do this, or this is for nurses?
Oh, I think everyone should do it. I mean, mm-hmm. it just prevents illness and disease and just mm-hmm. everything, mm-hmm. germs. Yeah. Everybody should wash their hands very
thoroughly.
As thoroughly as nurses, yes. Yeah.
CDC and travel tips, their first thing is wash your hands
wash
with soap and water.
Hands.
Yeah, I mean, and here, like, this was a big deal for back then because there was actually more soldiers in the Crimean War dying from infection and disease than in battle.
Than injuries. That's
you know,
true.
That it was a huge deal that like she found out, oh, well, we can actually wash our hands and clean things, and there's a less of a risk for infection unless people started dying, you know?
We accept that now, but there were a lot of people who scoffed at her and this idea
yes.
that you needed to wash your hands and be clean and change the bedding.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of interesting for us to know that and remember
yes.
that she made huge changes mm-hmm. in how we think about care in hospitals.
Yes.
Yeah, helped by a lot of other people. So I'm sure people out there are going really glad to know that that's the first thing they teach you is how
yes.
to wash your hands and that the nursing students are passing. So we're celebrating her 200th birthday. We're celebrating the year of the nurse and the midwife. And you all are very conscious of this. As you said, Florence Nightingale is your hero. You all believe very strongly in training nursing students in her tradition with research basing what you all do there and obviously meticulous training as well. So what are the ways that people can learn more about what you do? I think you all have a website. Do you have also, I think some of the colleges on campus have preview days. Do you have ways that
yes.
kids maybe listening right now could find out more about entering the program?
Yes, we do have two preview days every semester. We've already had one this semester on February 1st. We have another one coming up in March, and then every semester we have two. I'm pretty sure those dates are probably on the university calendar and probably on the website. We have a lot of information on the College of Nursing and Allied Health Professions website page for the university. We also have a Facebook page where we make regular updates with announcements about things going on in the college and accomplishments of some of our faculty and students. And we have an Instagram account, which is a little bit more fun,
mm-hmm,
where
mm-hmm.
we post some things. And one fun thing we're doing right now is we have a life-size cutout of Florence Nightingale. She's visiting our campus this year, and students are taking pictures with her in all different settings. I think she'll be visiting your classroom or your lab sometime soon, and those pictures are showing up on our Instagram account. So she's having a lot of fun visiting our campus so far.
So selfies with Florence.
Mm-hmm. She's been very happy with what she's seen so far.
I would think she would be, considering
yes.
the history that we've heard from Dr. Neuheisel and you being a wonderful example mm-hmm. of how that program has worked, and Jaden just starting off on his career here at the university. You're hoping in the fall to have an event that people can participate in. I think you're going to have a walk
yes.
later on next fall celebrating nursing.
Yes, we're in the very, very early planning mm-hmm. stages, but we hope in October to have a walk where we can use that time to educate the community about the contributions of nursing to health and healthcare. And we also hope to use that to raise funds, which we can then use for a scholarship for a deserving nursing student. So that's in the very early planning stages. So more about that will be announced as we have more details.
All right. So anyone listening right now who would like to know more right now can go to website, Facebook page, and also Instagram, and you will be having another preview day. High school students interested mm-hmm. in finding out more about the program could go to one of the preview days.
Yes.
And what happens on that day? What do they learn about?
We usually take them on a tour of our building. We take them into our simulation labs and show them all the capabilities of our simulators. We'll take them into our computer lab and show them the facilities there. We have several people come and talk to them about the program, what are the expectations, what they can be doing now in high school to prepare themselves to be successful in nursing. So it's usually a
very
fun
useful day.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Jaden, how are you looking? What are you feeling about being thrown into the hospital?
There's a lot of nervousness and excitement, mm-hmm. but mostly excitement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Have you heard stories from maybe upperclassmen about what
many.
It's like?
Mm-hmm. So many stories. But I know I'm going to go and I'm going to work hard. And I'm excited to actually get my hands in there and get my hands dirty, so to say, and well, literally, probably, but
and then wash them,
and then wash them correct, thoroughly. But I'm very excited, and the main reason why, you know, I'm a nurse is because my faith is very important to me. And I want to go and be a witness to other people. And I feel like I've experienced a lot of the love of Christ in my life. And I want to be able to go and show people that love. Maybe not even by talking about it, but just
your
like
example.
Show. Exactly. Through action and my deeds, you know.
Well, that's
so,
a good thing.
I'm excited to be able to do that.
Your education is informed by your passion as well. Well, thank you all. Is there anything you want to add about the Year of the Nurse that we should know about? I know we'll have you back on when it comes closer to the walk, and you can tell us about what you've been doing to celebrate. Anything else? Any other perhaps resources? You mentioned the World Health Organization proclaimed this the Year of the Nurse. Would that be an interesting site to visit?
They have an interesting site, and also the American Nurses Association also has a lot of information about the Year of the Nurse on their website. Also, we're going to try to involve our alumni. So if we have any alumni listening, be looking for announcements about how you can get involved in the Year of the Nurse with us.
Okay, and that would be on your Facebook page, or you would send out emails?
Yes, we'll probably send out an email to our alumni, and also we'll have things on our Facebook page.
All right.
Thank you, Judith, for letting us talk about the Year of the Nurse. And I also would like to just send the word out to the community. The community has been very much involved in our progress and the many things that we have accomplished. We're very grateful to them. And our graduates, we know they're out there doing a great job, as Jared had said. And we would love to hear from all the graduates. And one of the big things that World Health Organization stresses is that nurses have stories. And we would like to have your stories, like you to call in or write to us and tell us your stories. But thank you so much to our community and the many supporters we have in this community.
All right.
Yes,
well,
definitely.
This program means a lot to the community, and certainly most of us have encountered graduates of this program, whether it's in doctor's offices or hospitals or home health or so many ways that nurses have interacted with our community. Yeah. So many great reasons to celebrate the Year of the Nurse and the Midwife 2020, and the next year, the 70th anniversary of the UL School of Nursing. Thank you all for coming. Dr. Mary Neuheisel, she's a professor in nursing. Dr. Cynthia Watson, assistant professor in nursing, also chair of the efforts to celebrate the Year of the Nurse. And Jaden Romero is a sophomore in the program. Very excited about starting in the hospital.
Yes.
And perhaps we'll have you back too as well when we talk about the walk later on this year. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.